If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Had any good fights recently? Have you really won any of them, or have you, win or lose, always lost in view of your relationship with God? What do you need to say to your friend, your sister, your mother, father, colleague, boss, or neighbor?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, I have a sweet tooth. My daughter doesn't think so because I turn down candy so often, when she, on the other hand, would if my wife and I would let her eat it almost all the time. But the other day, I saw a box of Krispy Kreme donuts and I had to open the box even though I knew that I couldn't take one. Some might say that those simply glazed donuts are just too rich in sweetness, but I love it and am jealous of those individuals who can eat as many as they want and not gain a pound. That's not me. Maybe I can eat one once in a while, but much more than that, and I put on the pounds. The same goes for chocolate cake and cookies and, well, you know. But the temptation to enjoy the pleasure of eating a donut is nothing I would fight about. But there are other things that cause you and me to be jealous, show anger, scheme, even fight to have control. Are there pleasures that you demand? When I think of some of the odd things like road rage or fights between kids over athletic shoes, I think that some people are just crazy. But perhaps these murderous attitudes are more common than we know. And so even though shoes or road space are not much more important than donuts, they drive us toward evil, evil that God needs to deal with in our lives. Well, we're going to talk about pleasures, coveting, anger, greed, and murderous hearts today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to something else. Listen to Matt Redman sing Mercy.
I will kneel in the dust at the foot of the cross where mercy paid for me, where the wrath I deserve, it is gone, it has passed, your blood has hidden me. We will lift up the cup and the bread.
in the Bible, in the book of James, it says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight, you do not have, because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. What kind of fights is he talking about to these Christians? Well, we know that there have always been, in groups of people, power struggles. And then there are problems in people ever since Cain and Abel over who is more important, even more deserving of blessing. Later on, James talks about money and its deleterious effect on relations when it becomes the center of attention. And we cannot forget that even in marriages, there are battles, some pretty disastrous. And so there are many instances that he could be pointing to. James tells us the source of these fights, your desires. So stop a moment. Think with me. Remember when you last had a quarrel? Was it over something that didn't go your way? Or maybe you won the argument, but still it was you getting your way with a colleague, a coworker, a friend, your brother, even your spouse. You want something, like he says, but you don't get it. A space on the road, an item of clothing, a promotion, a raise, a house, a boat, a car, money, a guy, a girl, whatever it is, even power and winning an argument. And then he says, you don't even ask God who could give it to you. But even when you do ask God, it's the wrong motive, your selfish pleasure. And despite what philosophers in the world might say, selfish pleasure is a wrong motive, and God doesn't answer sinful prayers. Then next, James points out the source of these quarrels, the world. He calls the carnal fighting Christians adulterous and friends of the world, enemies of God. That's pretty strong, don't you think? But it's awfully correct, too. Submitting to these things is withdrawing your submission to God. Did you hear me? Withdrawing your submission to God. You are choosing another God, pleasure, and the ways of the world around you. And then he notes that there is one jealousness that is right and good. The Holy Spirit is jealous over our submission and love to God. Like the Ten Commandments tells us, we shall have no other gods before him. So we cannot have arrogant pride. We cannot assert our desire over others and slander and lie about them, he says. We cannot seek out riches while stepping on everyone around us, he says. In fact, James warns that not only are you worshiping the wrong God, but you should weep and wail because, listen to this, misery is coming. You know what? You can't even be greedy about your time. Your time is not your own, he says. It is God's. You and I want to claim that we give God some time on Sunday and maybe a little other, but the rest of the week and what we do belongs to us. Not so. It all belongs to God. All of it. In fact, he says, anyone who knows to do good and doesn't do it sins. And how many fights, especially in families, have been fought over this is my time. So, my friend, had any good fights recently? Have you really won any of them? Or have you, win or lose, always lost in view of your relationship with God? What do you need to say to your friend, your sister, your mother or father, colleague, boss, or neighbor? Or even more, what do you need to say to God? Are you in submission to him? Or are you just playing church? Why not confess your wrong motives, attitudes, and actions to him right now? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I really need to turn myself over to you. I need you to cleanse me of all this pride, anger, even hatred, and fights. Forgive me of my sins. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. You can reach me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, including a little booklet called My Heart, Christ's Home. You can ask for it by name, My Heart, Christ's Home, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.